Bolt Reel Number 1. I believe you joined the balloon section in 1909, Mr. Bolt.
1909. 6th, the 8th, or 9th. At Plymouth, and was sent to Chatham the next day. I did my 3 months training at Chatham, was then posted to the balloon section of the Royal Engineers in October 1909. When I went to Farnborough in the balloon section, I was trained as a winchman and storekeeper for balloons.
What was a winchman's job?
The winchman's job was to let the balloon up after a signal by the officer in charge, also to haul it down. I was also trained as storeman, who supplied all requirements for an observer who was going up in the balloon.
What sort of supplies did he require?
I had to supply a sketching map, a 10-inch square sketching map, so that the person in the basket could make a sketch of Laffin's plane, including the Cody airship hangar and Pistock chimney. They were allowed 20 minutes.
This was a training exercise.
Yes, before being hauled down.
Did these observers, the point of their doing the drawings was that on active service they would be expected to make sketches of what they saw?
Sketches of what they saw, yes.
Tell me a bit more about the work you did as a winchman. And what was the winch mounted on? How long were the cables?
The winch was a delay winch sometimes. Other times it was a coke-heated winch, boiler winch.
It was a steam?
A steam.
A steam winch.
One steam. We had two types of winches. One steam winch, one delay.
Was that just a manual
electric
winch? Oh, electric.
Electric power.
Were they both efficient for doing their job?
Yes, both. The danger of the steam winch was that the balloon, being full of gas, might come too near and get sparks from the spark coming from the boiler. But the delay winch was safe because that was petrol driven, ordinary car winch.
Did the steam winch ever set fire to a balloon through sparks, in your experience?
No.
Oh, I see.
No.
It was a danger, but it never happened as far as you remember.
The other thing whilst I was with the balloons was when Maitland made his first jump. But there were...
Okay, go ahead.
Captain Maitland, to my knowledge, made the first parachute descent from either an Albion-type balloon, spherical balloon, or the Beta or Gamma, I'm not certain. Beta or Gamma airships, I'm not certain. There was no parachute harness at that time. You simply had a bosun's chair, which was a flat board connected by two ropes to the ring of the basket or the loop and hook attached to the fuselage of an airship. You had wrist straps attached to a bar which Captain Maitland put his arms through to catch hold of the bar, and the parachute was in a parachute attached in a parachute bay attached to the airship or balloon, and the parachute was folded in rims attached to the parachute bay with a 4-ounce string to hold the parachute in the bay. But when the weight of the person or object that was being dropped from the parachute broke the tape, the parachute dropped and opened out. But on his first descent by Captain Maitland, he jumped just over Farnborough and landed in Cove Pond, which was about a mile cross country from two miles away from the Farnborough Aerodrome. Hmm. He landed in the pond.
Did you see the jump?
Yes, oh yes. Yes. I was on the airship or balloon, I forget now which it was. But I did the rolling of the parachute and also attached it to, and I can't think, because we did so many, but I can't think which it was that Captain Maitland actually jumped from. But I know that all he had was a bar, a seat, a bosun's chair attached with the two ropes to the bar, ring of the balloon net or ring of the airship when he jumped. I can't think whether it was from the airship, because there were so many jumps and trials when we were testing parachutes. And the parachute, when it was rolled, it was fully lengthed out, and two men would hold the basket whilst one folded, and between each fold a sheet of newspaper was placed after every fold.
Yeah.
Then when it came out, it simply unfolded. Sometimes it was unsuccessful, so the paper getting hooked up, and they eventually got better ways of folding the parachute.
Were all of these first parachute jumps that you witnessed successful?
Yes.
No
yes.
Accidents, no difficulties?
No accidents. So we never had an accident with a parachute. So
it
was only in France where I've seen accidents, where Bessel Allen was killed.
And did the parachutes look the same as a modern parachute?
Yes,
did when they
exactly.
Were
they were just the same as the modern parachute. They're coming down, but now they're attached to carry the parachute on you, whereas before, on balloons and airships, it was attached to the fuselage or the ring, the ring of a balloon.
Broke under your weight when you jumped.
Now, with the airplanes, the parachute is in front of you. The first one immediately jump springs out with the pilot parachute, and then as soon as you pull the trigger.
Yes. Can we talk a bit about Captain Maitland, because he's a great pioneer, and I'd be very interested in...
Yes, Captain Maitland...
What was his job when you went to...
Captain Maitland was the first officer to join the balloon section. He was with the balloon section until first army officer to join the balloon section, and he carried on and was made number one. He was the SEAL of number one squadron.
This was the airship,
squadron. Yes, the airship squadron. Well, it was number one was balloons, kites, and airships, you see.
What was he like as a man? Can you remember him?
Very nice. Captain Mayton, he was...
What did he look like?
A proper gentleman. Rather on the thin side, slim side, wore a slight moustache, and had a slight limp. I know he had an operation to have one of his left toes, his small toe of one of his feet amputated because he'd previously lost the toe of the other foot. And it
gave him a limp.
But that righted itself when he had the operation. But he was... He carried on until he got made Colonel Mayton, what was the rank then, and eventually went down with the, was it the R-101 or 103?
It was one of the airships, wasn't it?
Yes.
But what was he like as a person?
Very nice, a proper gentleman, always willing to help you. Very lenient on his punishment for offences. Not like some of them, 10 days for nothing at all and 3 days for a senior, you know, a more serious offence. Mm. But he was a very good prep, absolute gentleman.
Do you remember any particular episodes in your relationship with him?
Yes. When the airship, the road, the side of the farmer was very bad, and the road was. A new road was being made, and it was left open. There was no lights or anything because it was a private road. There was no lights or anything showing this dip. And I went out with two or three others, and we went to Frimley, Camberley, you know, for a night out. And we'd had one or two, and coming back, none of us noticed this road, but we were anxious to get back to answer our name before, you know, sign in before midnight, otherwise we'd have been on a absentee charge. I went over, fell over this road, dip, and went in Cambridge Hospital for a day or two, and when I came out, Captain Mayton said, "Bolt, you either give up your bicycle or the flying corps. Choose which."
Well, you're on a bicycle when you came across it.
We were coming back, and it was dark, and actually the lights wouldn't notice it until you were on it too slow to, you know, too near it to stop. So I went right over and cut myself and...
Needless to say, you gave up the bicycle and
yes,
not the flying corps.
Naturally, he said, either bicycle or dismiss the service.
He was serious, was he?
Yes, right. That was his words. Either you give up the bicycle or we discharge the service.
Do you think he was serious?
No, I think it was just a joke.
Yes. You took it as a joke, didn't you?
Yeah.
And carried on riding your bicycle?
After a few weeks, he didn't take a notice. I started riding again for a few months. But I took good care. I didn't go riding without lights. I had no light, so it was. It was late, and I simply cycled between two others that did have headlamps on their bikes.
Very interesting. Yes, no, I do feel about it.